Tuning. I think I encountered the concept of hole number tuning in some of the science fiction stories I read when I was a teenager. When I was 24, I was involved in digital electronics through my job in the United States Air Force. I had rented a house on a watermelon farm in the Sacramento Valley, and it was a nice spring day on my back porch when I had a vision of creating a digital musical instrument that would have exact juiced intonation tuning. That same vision put me on the path of creating a rational residue arithmetic computer 1,000 times more powerful than ordinary binary computers when solving certain scientific problems involving the solution of complex differential equations over long periods of time. But that's another story. I have been pursuing both of these goals for most of my life, but tuning has taken precedence. Of course, the tuning of the background music to this narration is juiced intonation. I think musical tuning has a much greater significance than just entertainment. A computer must have a synchronizing signal called a clock to work correctly. Music is the clock signal for the human nervous system. If that clock signal is accurate and consistent, thoughts are clear and accurate, and memories are clear and easily accessed. If the clock signal is inconsistent or poorly tuned, thoughts are fuzzy and incoherent, and memories are more difficult to access. Juiced intonation music has therapeutic value. Accurate tuning to a juiced intonation model can produce a pleasant and relaxing sensation. Inaccurate tuning produces discomfort. In the late 60s and early 70s, I built several musical instruments based on accurate juiced intonation tuning. When I was singing with one of those instruments one day, I experienced a very pleasant tingling sensation that started in my throat and swept over my entire body. Possibly that was the day my thinking moved to a whole new level. Certainly, that was the day I bonded with juiced intonation tuning from a whole new perspective. I am experiencing something of that same sensation as I record this narration. Apparently, the hippies were onto something. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll are related. They all get you high. Obviously, the establishment wants control of anything that humans find enjoyable, and the government-approved equal temperament tuning system is one of the things they do to maintain control over music. Equal temperament, often called 12ET, has dissonance built right in from the ground up. It takes skilled, professional musicians and lots of equipment and time to create something approximating accurate, juiced intonation music using 12 ET equipment and theories. Pure 12 ET presentations as produced by pianos, organs, and MIDI are not popular. The government-approved music you listen to on your radio has islands of accurate tuning. The relationship of notes in any particular segment of a song may be more or less accurately tuned to a juiced intonation model. But the chord changes between these musical segments are usually based on the 12 ET model. The relationship between the notes you hear sounded simultaneously are mostly juiced intonation. But the relationship between one chord and the next is based on 12 ET. That creates confusion. It's better than pure 12 ET, but nothing like real, consistent, juiced intonation tuning over an entire song. Having sung with both juiced intonation tuning and 12 ET tuning, I can say that singing with a juiced intonation accompaniment is an entirely different experience. Singing with 12 ET requires precise and detailed planning. The 12 ET chord changes must be precisely planned to minimize dissonance. Singing with a juiced intonation background allows a performer to entirely ignore chord changes of the music. I discovered this when I was recording The House of the Rising Sun with a juiced intonation accompaniment. I got out of sync with the chord changes, and it still sounded just fine. So I published it that way, and it became one of my most popular pieces for a while. Then I went on to do a lot of other songs with the same method. I just create a random piece of juiced intonation music and then sing with the juiced intonation piece as the background. The juiced intonation tuning makes it difficult to sing out of tune, and I can record and release a song in record time. A while back, I had another vision. There is reason to believe that music with a subsonic bass in the 1-4 cycles per second range has powerful emotional effects. I envision a theater with transducers that will transmit these subsonic frequencies to the cushions of the audience chairs. These frequencies would be exactly tuned to be consonant with music being performed. I think that might be a concert worth remembering, especially if the audience were encouraged to sing along. In the musical world, juiced intonation represents the forces of truth and freedom. Freedom works. Equal temperament represents the authoritarian forces of lies, spies, and violence. Slavery sucks.